This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin today. It will continue till 13th of August. The 25-day session will have 19 sittings. A report.
During the session, several important bills are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage. Today, the Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill 2026, and the Rajya Sabha is scheduled to discuss the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026. Apart from these bills, Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill, Income Tax Amendment Bill, Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Amendment Bill 2026 are also expected to be discussed during the monsoon session. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On the eve of the monsoon session, government yesterday convened an all-party meeting at Parliament House. The meeting was chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Over 50 leaders from 40 political parties attended the meeting. Speaking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju urged all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of Parliament and engage in constructive discussions on key issues. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla yesterday chaired the meeting of the Business Advisory Committee of the Lok Sabha. During the meeting, members representing the government as well as various political parties exchanged views on the legislative and other business proposed to be taken up during the session. Mr. Birla emphasized the importance of constructive deliberations, meaningful participation and adherence to the highest parliamentary traditions. Delhi police has clarified that no permission has been sought or granted for any protest, march and procession in the New Delhi district in view of Parliament session beginning today. In a social media post, the police said Section 163 of Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita is enforced in the area, hence protest marches, processions, demonstrations and assemblies of five or more persons are strictly prohibited in the area, except Jantar Mantar. Recalling the rich contribution of Bengal to the nation in every way, including independence movement, religion and literature, Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the then government of West Bengal has ruined the legacy of Bengal. He stressed that Bharatiya Janata Party will make Bengal great again. Amit Shah yesterday laid the foundation stone virtually of Amul Bengal Dairy's curd-making facility at Sankrail in Howrah district in West Bengal from the Biswas Bangla Convention Centre in Kolkata. This is the world's largest curd-making facility. Besides, Amit Shah distributed certificates to various cooperatives in West Bengal and virtually laid the foundation stone of 14 godowns of total 1,400 metric tons capacity in 9 districts and inaugurated 2 godowns of 100 metric tons capacity each in Cooch Behar and South 24 Parganas districts under the Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana. A cooperative portal, WBERCS, has also been initiated by the cooperative minister. Spain beat defending champion Argentina 1-0 in extra time to become FIFA World Cup 2026 champions. Spain's substitute Ferran Torres scored in the 106th minute to give his team a 1-0 win over Argentina in the final at New York, New Jersey Stadium last night. After a tense and fiercely contested 90 minutes ended goalless, Torres finally broke the deadlock in the 106th minute. The victory secured Spain's second men's FIFA World Cup title and their first since lifting the trophy in 2010. With its victory, Spain became the first nation to simultaneously hold the World Cup crowns in both men's and women's soccer. The championship dethroned Argentina, which was trying to become the first repeat champion since Brazil in 1962. The defeat signaled the end of a remarkable era for Argentina and Lionel Messi, who guided his country to the 2022 FIFA World Cup title and Copa America triumphs in 2021 and 24. Torres also entered the record books by becoming only the fifth substitute to score in a FIFA World Cup final and the first since Germany's Mario Götze netted the winner against Argentina in the 2014 final. India Meteorological Department has issued a red color warning for very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir and Uttarakhand today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Odisha and parts of Northeast India during the next 2 days. For Delhi, IMD has forecast a generally cloudy sky today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.